Welcome into Trojan Preview for this Friday, the eighth week of the high school football season. My goodness, has it disappeared in a hurry. Jim Field, along with Atlantic head football coach Nick Ross, going to talk a little bit about Trojan football here for the last little bit of the season that's left, Coach. It's gone by in a hurry. I know these seasons disappear quickly. Last week, a toughie at home, the final home game of the year in the Trojan Bowl, a 48-27 loss to a pretty athletic Perry squad, that Will Whiten, quarterback at Perry. Boy, I tell you what, he's a nice athlete. He's tough. You got to keep an eye on him everywhere he goes.
Yeah, he's a very good athlete and very fast, quick, and we knew that coming into the game. Unfortunately, defensively, we had a number of breakdowns where we were able to do some good things and get some things going defensively and offensively, and all of a sudden we have one big bust. And if you have a bust against a kid like that, if you don't do your job, he's going to find you, and he's going to make you pay for it. And that's what happened, and it happened way too often to give us a chance to be successful.
I know there are things to be frustrated about with any football game, but there are also things to be pretty excited about, too. It looked like the running game really took a step up for you last week.
Our guys up front have really been doing a good job all year long, so we continue to be pleased with their effort and their execution on their schemes and things like that. I really enjoyed the drive right there at the beginning of the game in the first quarter, where our offense pretty much ran the same play all the way down the field, and Logan Steffens was running guys over and carrying guys with him, and that was a lot of fun, for our kids. That was a lot of fun for our coaches to be able to line up and have the opponent know exactly what you're going to do and still beat them with it. That was fun, and that's really what football is all about. So there was some good things. We did do some good things offensively. Defensively, on occasion, we played well, but we ended up giving up a big bust, and we already kind of covered that. But there are some things to be encouraged about as far as where our offense is going and our kids settling into what we're trying to do. We just have to get it all put together in one four-quarter spurt.
Well, nearly 300 yards, just a little shy of 300 yards rushing last week, and that's got to be a nice plus. And the nice part is you've got guys back there toting the football that all do it a little bit differently. They don't all bring the same package to the table.
That's right. When you give Jake the ball, he's a threat to take it all the way every single time and really do some great things in the open field. And then Logan is just going to pound it right at you, and there's no dancing, there's nothing fancy, but he's definitely effective. So you said it, we got a couple guys that we like carrying the ball, and they are a different style, so that's not an easy thing for defenses to handle.
Yeah. Well, and it's disappointing to, especially for the seniors, that final home game disappeared on them now. But, now you got two road tests left to work on. And I know some folks will maybe look at it and say, well, gosh, you're talking about week eight and you're still talking about, progressing and doing this and trying to come together this and that. But that's football. Nobody's put together the perfect game.
Yeah, that's the bottom line is, whether it's game one or the last game of the season, you're always trying to improve and trying to get yourself better. And the bottom line is every single team's doing it. They're focusing on the things that they make mistakes on, and they're focusing on controlling what they can control. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we'll always continue to do. We'll continue to execute our schemes and work on learning how to do what we do just a little bit better so we can get a better result on Friday.
Does what Perry threw at you last week, both offensively and defensively, they were pretty active and athletic on defense too, do those things help you down the rest of the season? Or they help you prepare for some of what you might face in some of these other games?
Well, no matter what, you're always going to get a physical and fast football team playing in the district we play in. And obviously Harlan is that, Glenwood is that. Just as far as going out and be able to run the ball with a lot of success, that hopefully that gives us a little encouragement and shows us that we can do that and do that consistently. If we can run the ball like we did the last game, the rest of the season, and then play a little bit of defense, we'll be right where we want to be.
Well, let's go ahead and turn that page then, talk about this week's ball game. It's kind of a rivalry matchup now. Harlan, you guys have been playing each other for a very, very long time. Everybody knows the numbers and things. When it comes to having to travel to Merrill Field, not a lot of teams are very successful doing that. So anytime you play Harlan, you got a lot of things you're kind of overcoming in the first place. But how much of that is mental and how much of that is just going out and playing football?
Well, it's 100% mental. I mean, it is such a mental game for us. Just being that Atlantic has not had a lot of success against Harlan the last 30 years. Really pretty much one win in the last 30 years. So not much of a rivalry. You know, maybe people around here like to think of it that way, and it used to be that way. But right now it's not, and there's kind of a pervasive attitude, you know, with people that aren't necessarily in the football program think, oh, you're going to go get beat, you're going to get whooped, they're good, this and that and the other thing. And, you know, growing up, that has an effect on kids when they hear that and things like that. And then eventually they start to believe it. And so the thing that we've been talking about all week and that we've talked about for 3 years, because the last 2 years we played them close, should have, you know, had definitely had opportunities to beat them, just didn't take advantage of them. The thing that we've been talking about is just having confidence and going in and controlling what we can control, playing our hardest, execute our assignments. If we do that, it's going to be a darn good football game, just like any good football. You know, if we put all of what we can do together at one time, we're going to be tough to beat. I firmly believe that, and everyone's seen glimpses of us doing good things on the football field. We just have to be able to do it consistently and, you know, be excited and confident going into the game.
I know folks sometimes like to say things like, well, this place or that place, boy, it's a tough place to go in and win. Yeah, Merrill Field's no tougher a place to win at. It's a football field. It's same size as every other football field. What they're really referring to is that the team you're playing against is usually a pretty darn good football team. And the Harlan team for this year, they've got a lot of good things going for them, and they've put together a fairly solid season. It's not been a perfect season for them by any stretch. They've struggled at times as well and had to scratch and claw. But, you know, usually they come out and they give you a good four quarters.
No, they're a tough football team, and you know, we spent some time just a minute ago talking about the mental edge that you get going into competition. And, you know, they have a successful football team, but they have a successful athletic program because kids there grow up expecting that they're going to be involved and expecting that they're going to be successful. And that belief and expectation is huge towards a lot of their success and a lot of things that they do. And obviously that's some of the belief and some of the expectations that we're trying to instill here. But yeah, they're a tough football team, very good, obviously always well coached. And the biggest thing is, you know, whether they have all the athletes in the world or they're up or down or whatever, they're always expecting to win.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Harlan individually, too. When you break it down a little bit, offensively, you know, they had Adam Jewell coming back. They were awful excited about that opportunity. He's a big kid. He throws the ball pretty well. He's got some experience. You know, they might have been a little bit thin in the backfield, though. But, you know, I was looking, Nate Geddes has had a pretty nice season for them, running over 800 yards. He had less than 200 yards in his career coming into this year. It's you know, they get kids that step up and want to fill those roles.
Yeah, their quarterback's a very talented athlete and did a good job for him last year and is doing a lot of good things. He manages the ball. He's, you know, he moves around in the pocket and does a nice job of finding open receivers. And they've got some great big receivers, big, tall kids. One kid's 6'7", and is, you know, athletic as well. So they've got some big kids that can really play ball. And that no matter what they got at quarterback and receiver, they're always going to run the ball. And they're always going to be physical up front. And, you know, they just execute their scheme. They run downhill really hard. And that's what has allowed them to have some success in the running game. And then, obviously, if you can run the ball, you open things up for the passing game, too. So, you know, definitely you have to be concerned about both sides, or I'm sorry, the run game and the pass game. But, you know, just like any game, we want to take care of the run first. And if we can get that stopped, then we can do some things to help us versus the pass.
Mm-hmm. Harlan seems to be a team this year that you know, they've been able to turn it on at times when they've needed to, but they've struggled a bit at times, too. They struggled in a win over Glenwood. They struggled in a loss to Carroll, struggled putting points on the board in that contest. But then there have been other games where they've been opportunistic, too. They've found a way to get the turnover just at the right time and be able to make certain things happen. You know, Glenwood had some success running the ball against them. Is that what you want to try to do?
Oh, yeah. We definitely want to run the ball. That's the strength of our offense. And defensively, we want to stop the run, too. But, yeah, we want to run the ball. And, you know, when you look at Harlan throughout the years and the things they do, they're very consistent in what they do. And they do very few things to beat themselves. And they are opportunistic, like you said. So they're not going to come out and fumble the ball around and throw a bunch of interceptions and do certain things like that that put you in a hole. They're going to make you earn everything you get. So if we can come out, control the ball, run the ball, play some solid defense, that's going to be a great game. If we come out and give them all kinds of opportunities in their own territory and things like that, then they're opportunistic and they'll take advantage of it. But if we can play good, solid football and make them earn everything they get, well, then it's going to be a darn good football game.
Why is this an important game for the Trojans right now?
Well, you're always trying to improve. The bottom line is that you're always trying to improve. We have 2 weeks left in the season, and we are working towards sending our seniors out on a positive note. And we have two great opportunities to make a good memory for our seniors who have put so much into our program. And we also have an opportunity to put a positive spin on what's been a rough year so far and get some momentum going towards next year.
Well, and good programs are always building. I mean, you're playing for today, but you're also playing for tomorrow, too. You've got young kids who you're trying to show the way to and to be able to build for that future. And that's part of the job of these seniors is to make sure that they leave a good legacy behind, too. It might not have been the season maybe they hoped for as far as the wins and losses go, but if the future is left in good hands, well, then they've kind of done their job that way, too.
I agree, and that's what we tell them a lot, and I think they really believe that because the things that they are doing, they're being good kids, they're taking care of the little things, they're doing right in school, they're working hard in practice, they're not going out and getting in trouble in the community. They're really, being good examples and setting our program up for success maybe in the future. Like you said, if we're not getting wins and losses right now, the one thing I am confident in is they're setting us up for future success and showing the young kids how to do things right.
Yeah. Coach, you healthy coming in tonight?
Yeah, we feel good and we're ready to go.
All right, 7:30 kickoff tonight. We're on the air at 6:30 with the pregame show. We'll have it for you live. Coach, thanks a lot for your time. As always, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Coach Nick Ross. Again, 7:30 kickoff. We're on the air at 6:30. You can listen AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're streamed live on the web at KJAN.com. And you can also check it out. We have the streaming video for you, the ball game tonight as well, on our TV page. Thanks for joining us here this week. I'm Jim Field, and we'll talk to you again next week on Trojan Preview.